That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:32 a.m. Central Standard, 8:32 Eastern. And today, of course, is January 1st. January 8th. I tell you what, it's a Wind Down Wednesday. Kids are just getting back on the grind here in Rapides Parish. Just getting started. So remember, if you haven't been watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones, it's time. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And so we want to make sure that you're mindful as you're traveling in. Make sure you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And remember, even in the afternoon when we're not here to remind you, it starts again at 2 o'clock. It's Wednesday. I don't know about you, but it's been one of those weeks. It's had some ebbs and some flows, and we're trying to get into the flow to make sure that we're all together. We're all on the same page and that we're moving and getting flowing. Well, the week is winding down. We hope that you've got your momentum. I certainly need my momentum, and I'm declaring momentum on this Wednesday morning. Also, remember, as you're traveling in, be mindful for those people that are walking. A lot of walkers in busy, high traffic areas. So make sure that you're watching out for those people as well. Remember, kids are standing at school bus stops waiting for buses. Help our crossing guards. They make sure that our kids get across the streets really safe. Our resource officers. And you know what? For a lot of kids and a lot of teachers, this morning it feels like Monday to them. And for some reason it feels like Monday to me, but it is Wind Down Wednesday. It's January 8th. You're on point. And this segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS. Making patients better faster is their top priority. Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. And then we remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Here's the number you can phone, 318-487-1881. Hey, everybody, stay on point. It's 7:35. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
The Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist Healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve.
Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:41 a.m. Central Standard, 8:41 Eastern. Today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. It's January 8th. And this morning, we're talking to one of our incredible sponsors from the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, the executive director, that is, Wilbert Carmouche. And we're talking about what's happening down in Avoyelles Parish. Wilbert, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. How were the holidays in the parish?
Holidays were good. other than getting a couple little parades having to get rescheduled because of the weather was inclement. But it's like we were talking before we went on. If anybody understands anything, when things don't go too right with events and it's weather related, then that's understandable because that's about one of the only things that we have no control over, or we like to think we have no control over weather as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what are you going to do? I mean, the weather is going to do what it's going
to
do.
Well, that's right. And I mean, it's no use you try to go on with the event. No one is going to come to it.
Right.
So then it's almost a futile effort, you know. So the best thing is to do is throw in the towel and reschedule.
Absolutely. And so all went well.
All went well is what I want to say.
And so how were your holidays? Did you eat too much? Did you maintain? How did you do?
I maintained. I made sure I didn't eat too much because then it would have been a hell to pay later.
So did you dance a lot for the holidays?
No dancing this holiday.
No dancing?
No, I was very disappointed. But it was an emotional roller coaster this holiday. Uh-huh. So no dancing this time, but that's coming up.
All right. So
we'll find an opportunity to dance because, you know, we'd love to.
Absolutely. So we made it through the holidays, and now we're starting a new year. Absolutely. Talk about what's going to be happening in the parish.
In the parish. We're starting this this Friday. We're opening our fourth annual Le Peintre d'Avoyelles. So I said it so you didn't have
Absolutely.
To.
Okay. And you got to tell people what that is and what that
means. And that means the painters or the artist of Avoyelles Parish.
Mm.
So we run this art show rather, for 2 weeks, January 10th to the 24th. And you know, within Avoyelles Parish, it's got to come with opening and closing receptions because we're all about food, even though we like to think it's in moderation at
times.
Right,
right.
So the partners are the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, the Arts Council for Avoyelles Parish, and Kilpatrick's Roseneath Funeral Home. We've been doing this, as I said, for 4 years. The show is going to run from January 10th to January 24th. So far, we have like 14 artists that are registered that are bringing in their paintings and their artwork.
And so are they coming from all around Wilbur?
They're coming from all throughout Avoyelles Parish, and we've opened it up to central Louisiana. But unfortunately, our deadline is past now. So if the listening audience is hearing me, there's no time to get in. But just remember, we do this every January.
Okay.
So Monday through Friday, you can see the art exhibit from 10 to 4, and on Saturdays from 10 to 2, and that's at the Kilpatrick's Roseneath Community Room at 334 Acton Road. I'm going to have all of this information on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We're having trouble with our website right now, but all of this will be on our Facebook page. But the opening of the show is this Friday, January 10th at 4 o'clock. Little reception where you get to meet the artist. And what's different about this show, Carlette, is that everything is free except for the artwork that you purchase. You know, you come to the reception for free, as you know, and you enter the show for free. It costs nothing for the artist to come in, and 100% of the proceeds from the purchase go to the artist directly.
Wow.
So there's no commission or anything. So if you come in and you want, like Leah Morris's painting, you say, I want that painting, and she wants $120 for it. You give her a check for $120, and it is your painting.
So this is a great opportunity for those artists.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A wonderful opportunity. They know to get ready. They have a year's time to, you know, put new works in. So we're really excited about this show. And we thank our partners, the Avoyelles Arts Council, Kilpatrick's Roseneath, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and several other partners in the Louisiana Department of Tourism, the CINLA chapter of the Arts Council. So we're just all in this together, just putting it out there and just creating an event for people that want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so do you expect anything different this year than from past years?
Yes, we have several new artists this year. I think really about half the roster is new this year. So
it gives people in the community and surrounding areas an opportunity to come out and see what these artists are doing.
A lot of people come with children, or teachers come with their classes, because you have, you know, the children or the students can realize that it's just ordinary people like me and you, even though I can't draw a straight line, but ordinary people like me and you can do something like this, can be creative, you know? And then the teacher comes in with these with the students, and then they, and all for free, and they can point out to them the different methods of painting, the different techniques, the different artists, because, you know, no two people paint alike.
Right.
So they can show them the different techniques that have been used. You know, we can, And there's always an artist in the room, you know, whenever mm-hmm. they come, because mm-hmm. that's the only thing we ask back of the artist is that you sit with the exhibit for a half day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and make the transactions for everyone. Mm-hmm. So that way prices are not negotiable.
Right.
You know, whatever it is tagged, whether it's if it's for sale, some will not be offered for sale. Mm-hmm. And we have a variety of people from, I mean, we even have a student artist that is going to put some things
wow.
in, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the way to, you know, people that are hobby artists, like, and then to professional artists that could have. So, you know. We'll
so it's going to be a wide array.
A wide array of wonderful artwork, mm-hmm. yes.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And so what else is coming?
What else is coming? You know, our Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap has really been a good program that we've been doing. We've been doing this for almost 2 years
And it
now.
Looks like it's just taken off.
It has taken off. This year's, this month's program, which is every first Tuesday, every second Tuesday of the month, I'm sorry, second Tuesday, so that is next Tuesday. Only 40 people get to attend, mm-hmm, so the mm-hmm. first 40 that call us come in. This month's program will be gardening, you know, because we're in this winter
oh, yeah.
deal right mm-hmm. now that it's got everybody sort of down. You know, there's no hype about this all this cold stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in a couple of months, I mean, it's going to be perfect for gardening. So they'll be able to tell you what to do, how to prepare your soil in mm-hmm. the meantime while you await to turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
So we have someone scheduled from LSU
okay.
that is going to come there and talk. And that's from 11:30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, the first 40 that...
And give people the number where people can call and sign up for that.
Absolutely. That is at the LSU Ag Center, 318-964-2245.
Okay. And that's the first 40 people.
That's the first 40 people, yes. We can only accommodate 40 and, you know, to have a lunch sponsor uh-huh. for 40 people. You know.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Wilbert. Let's take a break here. But when we come back, we'll talk about what else is happening down in Avoyelles Parish. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing healthcare solutions for those who need just a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, and that's what we're talking about this morning on Point. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Hey, everybody, it's 7:49 a.m. Central Standard, 8:49 Eastern. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9% and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, its convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten one conversation at a time.
I tell you what, good morning and welcome back. If that doesn't get your wind down Wednesday going, I don't know what is. You know what? Sometimes it feels like Monday morning, especially for those people who are just headed back to work and headed back to school. But you know what? We hope that you have your momentum. We certainly are working on making sure that we have ours. We talk about it on Monday, but we absolutely need it every single day. If you're getting your morning started, however, it's 7:56 a.m. Central Standard, 8:56 Eastern, and this morning we're talking to Wilbert Carmouche. He is the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, where we always ask you every single day, to make sure that you stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, because there is always amazing things happening in the parish, Wilbert. And we say it every time you come, you make sure that there's always a list of very diverse things that people not only in the parish can enjoy, but people can come from really all over central Louisiana and enjoy what's happening.
Absolutely, Corlett, because that is our mission, is to bring people to Louisiana, central Louisiana, Avoyelles Parish, of course. And being in the tourism industry, and with the Tourist Commission, you know, our mission is to get people to come to Avoyelles Parish and stay in Avoyelles Parish, stay overnight. And, you know, that's what helps out with, that's what makes us possible.
Absolutely.
Is the people staying overnight in Avoyelles Parish. So we do encourage everyone to, you know, just come for the heck of it, you know. Come to an event and stay overnight, and, you know, it doesn't matter where you stay in the parish.
And there's more and more hotels coming up in the parish. It's steadily growing.
Absolutely. There's one on I-49 there at Bunky that opened the last couple of years. Hampton Inn across from the Paragon Casino, and, of course, Paragon, and Marksville's got Terrace Inn and Deluxe Inn and Ranch House Motel. So we just, you know, Simsport's got one as well. Bunky has two or three hotels. So there's an opportunity to stay basically anywhere, as we say, in the parish.
And so what else does the parish have coming up, Wilbert?
You know, we mentioned earlier about the art show that's going to go on from January 10th to January 24th, and our Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap next week as well. But then over at the Marksville State Historic Site, and, you know, that's that 39-acre park on the south side of Marksville. It's a wonderful place to, especially when the spring is going to kick in, to let the kids just run out there and exhaust themselves. And then you bring them home, they've already fallen asleep in the car. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity. But they do wonderful programming, two programs a month, and the two that they have been selected for this month. First one is American Indian Medicine. So they're going to...
And talk about what that's going to be.
They're going to tell you, it's going to be like I guess old remedies, you know, what the Indians used to use when, you know, because they were...
To cure and heal different things.
Right, to heal and cure, absolutely. And, you know, with herbs and, with, you know, grasses and, you know, roots and, you know, that type stuff. You know, probably some of the stuff we should still be doing today, you know, because there's nothing wrong with... putting Vicks vapor rub under the feet of little babies when they go to bed at night to make sure that they sleep well. But American Indian Medicine, and that's going to be on January 11th. And you can call Mr. Dahl Jennings on that at the Marksville State Historic Site, and he can give you the details. But it's $4 for adults under 13, over 62 free. So you grandparents can take the grandchildren free of charge. It's going to be a wonderful program. He just asked that you call in for registration, because then that way he knows how to set up the room, how many materials to get to do the program successfully. And then he's going to have a prehistoric mounds tour, because, you know, that state park, that state historic site, has burial as well as ceremonial mounds that date way back. So he gives a tour of the mounds and explains the mounds. And that's going to be on January 28th. And the same rules apply. Registration appreciated, $4 for adults under 13, over 62, free of charge. So just give them a buzz there at toll-free, 888-253-8954. Or if you go to the website, Louisiana State Parks, they're part of that system. You go into the State Historic Site Division, and then they'll come up and with all of their programming and their numbers as well.
Okay.
But they do such a nice job out there, you know. And hopefully weather's turned around a little bit, so January 28th you can go outside and you know, actually, you know, go around the mounds, because you can walk to all of these places. So once you park your car, you have total access to that 39-acre park.
Right. And talk about, you know, a little visual about what that is for people who really have never really seen it.
Oh, it's a wonderful park. It's, as I said, you go into Marksville, get onto Preston Street off of Preston, you go down on MLK, and it's like at a dead end of that, but the museum was built like in the 1950s, I would say. Archaeologists came, they've checked out the area, and, you know, checked out the mounds, they've excavated some of those mounds. So it's a wonderful opportunity to learn a lot of the history of Avoyelles Parish, because it's overlooking the bluff of the old river system
mm-hmm.
that runs through Revolves. You know, that runs through Mansoura, you know, because uh-huh. I think D.C. goes fishing.
I know it well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So y'all know that area well, but this is part of that. And then, you know, a little bit further, it meets the Red. It ties into the Tunica-Biloxi uh-huh. Reservation, you know, on a little path in the back. So it's, uh-huh. it's a wonderful opportunity to, you know, go where history was made, where right. history started. You know, and that
and,
is so,
and you know,
so important.
I hope that people will really embrace that, because sometimes we forget that we're really right in the midst of so much historical information.
Of so much historical information, absolutely.
Right, I mean, right underneath our noses.
Yes, in fact, Carlette, we've been doing some work, and we're doing continued work. You know, the movie came out, let's say, it released about the last month or so,
uh-huh.
12 Years a Slave,
mm-hmm.
right. That actually happened in Rapides and Evalls
mm-hmm.
Parish.
And did that increase tourism? Did that increase more and more people coming out to look at those historical sites?
Absolutely. And we're working, I know LSUA has the Epps House uh-huh. is on that location
right.
now. And they've turned that house into an exhibit museum for a period of time on that. We're working the...
And, you know, people have been calling us about that house, wanting to know where it was at and how they could go in and just kind of look at it after the
correct,
movie.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the author, Miss Sue Eakin, was from our area as well, between Rapides and mm-hmm. Foyles. And, you know, Cheneyville has a lot of significance
right.
in that as well.
That trail went through Cheneyville.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we have isolated the point where Solomon came to Central Louisiana. We know basically where he got off the boat on the Red River,
mm-hmm.
and we know where he got back on the boat in the Red River in Evalls Parish.
Wow.
So, and you know, and where his travels, and if you could see my finger, if the listening audience could see my finger, I'm showing you that path.
He's showing you that winding path,
exactly.
With his little finger there.
Exactly. So we're getting ready to put out a brochure, a guide.
Oh, that's
of,
amazing.
You know, we're working on that with, and we're going to have it down to GPS coordinate points.
Wow.
Physical locations, so where someone can, you know, just set that up in their car and just ride that trail, get down. You know, because a lot of these places are, I mean, now they're just the site where it happened.
Right.
You know, the homes are
mm-hmm,
gone, or
mm-hmm.
the general store was gone, or whatever. But we're just working on that with. It's a project of the Evalls Commission of Tourism with the Alexandria Pineville Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're working together on
wow.
that
mm-hmm.
because it meshes us both.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And then we're going to...
When are you guys thinking, Wilbert, that that's going to be complete? Any idea?
We're hoping to have that complete in a month or so.
So yeah. pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah, because mm-hmm. we want to start marketing that. You know, when people start moving, and especially when people start coming down for, especially for summertime,
mm-hmm.
families come in for reunions
right.
and that stuff, you know, that type
mm-hmm.
stuff. And that will be wonderful opportunities to take the kids and, you know, just ride around
mm-hmm.
and, you know, grab a picnic lunch, or, you know, stop by, like, a place like Leah's. That's another historical place, you
uh-huh.
know, or come down to the parish, you know, and just see where his travels were.
Right, so. Right. And so the next thing that you guys have coming up is something that Louisiana really, the whole state gets excited about, and that's Mardi Gras.
Absolutely, the revelry of Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
right. And the crew of Salinas Parade is going to be on January 26th, and everybody hollers, that's early.
I know.
And we say yes, because, but Mardi Gras was like on March 2nd or 4th. I just don't remember right off.
It seems like it's getting progressively earlier every year.
Exactly. But the thing is, you've got to slip in your opportunity, and we don't want to compete with someone else, you know, because
mm-hmm.
then you know how it is.
Right.
If two things are happening at the same time, your crowd divides.
That's right.
You know, so that was the day, because we certainly didn't want to be against the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Because then the first person in the parade would have to wave to the second one in the parade and continue that. In fact, That's a cute little story in one of our towns in the parish. They said everybody in the community participates in the parade. There's no one to wave to or to throw candy to. So the first one stops. As the second one rolls by, they throw them their candy. You know? But yes, Crew of Salinas Parade is going to be on January 26th, and that is in Marksville. It's free to enter. If somebody in the listening audience wants to enter a float or an entry in the
uh-huh.
parade, they are most welcome to do so. It is free of charge. We just ask that they pre-register because mm-hmm. there's this paperwork to do before before they can enter.
And is
the
there
parade.
A last day to pre-register?
I think the 21st is the last day to pre-register, mm-hmm. so they can get all of that down pat. I'll give a number, and you have the number here if they want to call mm-hmm. you. That's 318-240-8974. And that's a project, again, of the Rotary Club of Avoyelles. We have the parade every year. And, in fact, the next weekend, Bunky has the crew of Cronus Ball. We alternate that between it's the two Rotary Clubs that mm-hmm. do this. But one year, not to compete with each other,
right.
one year, Bunky does the ball. The next year, the Avoyelles Rotary Club does the ball. So mm-hmm. we alternate that because it's a debutante program. And we've talked about that before, how
Absolutely.
Beneficial that is to grooming young girls mm-hmm. into becoming fine
and
ladies.
And so Bunky is having theirs.
Bunky has the ball this year. Right. And I'm going to say Marksville, but it is Avoyelles. The parade
right.
happens to be taking place in Marksville. And that's on January 26th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we invite all to come as participants if they want to,
mm-hmm.
and also to come as spectators as well, because you know we're going to throw something.
and so, with that said, we want people to go to your Facebook page.
Absolutely, search me out as Wilbert Carmouche on Facebook, or go to search out also and go like our page at Avoyelles Commission of Tourism.
Absolutely, and so the parish keeps moving, growing. And lots of things happening, lots of great things coming up. And it seems like each year, each month, you know, it's just a lot of newness, a lot of different things that are happening.
Absolutely. And another positive, we're turning this into a positive, but it's a little inconvenient right now, is they're redoing the Highway 1
uh-huh.
from Marksville basically to Mansoura. So expect delays, you know, just take a little more time in your travels, you know. As frustrating as it is at times, we keep saying it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It's all for the
and
better.
And they have
it's
needed to do that for a long
for
time,
growth.
Though.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because I've been hearing that like almost like forever. You know, they're going to do something with the highway. You know,
uh-huh.
and it is coming to fruition. They're doing wonderful work. It looks like they're going real quick at
mm-hmm.
this, even though it is, you know, a two and a half year project. You know,
absolutely.
But it's all for growth.
Absolutely. So, Wilbert, anything else that you have that maybe we didn't cover that you can think of that we need to share with our listeners?
Well, I want to throw this out there. In February,
mm-hmm.
The city of Bunky is going to be hosting a Smithsonian Institute exhibit, The Way We Work.
Mm-hmm. And tell people a little bit about what that is. Because that's big for Bunky.
Absolutely. That's going to be in the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, and it's one of the traveling exhibits of the Smithsonian Institution, and it's going to show the workforce through the years, and you know how we used to work with much less, and you know before computer age, before technology,
uh-huh.
and then what work has evolved into by now. You know, wonderful exhibits. It's going to be perfect for classroom groups to come in there,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to come as a mobile classroom. You know. As
mm-hmm.
everything else, as you know, we've talked about this. You know, we've got all of the museums in the parish on a DVD now. If a teacher is out
wow.
there in the listening audience
mm-hmm.
and wants a copy of that, we can you know make sure that they get. You know, we can send them that. They can
mm-hmm.
check us out, and it's wonderful opportunity to take the kids out and come and do use a mobile classroom.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the events that are happening in the parish are really classroom friendly, where teachers can. You know, really bring kids.
Absolutely. You know, right now we just talked to Westmore Farms yesterday, and you know they're the goat farm.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have a wonderful tour out there where you know the kids could milk a goat, and you know that you know sample the cheese, see how cheese
uh-huh.
is made.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of kids have never experienced goat
exactly.
cheese.
And their kid the does, I think, are and Marguerite will be quick to tell me that I've used the wrong terminology, but they're all calving right now, so there's tons of kids out there,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
that are being born basically daily, and it's a wonderful group.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for everything that you do in the parish to make sure that great things are happening, great exhibits, and to make sure that people know what is happening down in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. They can call us anytime at 800-833-4195. And as soon as that website is up, I will let you know. I'll give you a call, Carlette, and maybe you can mention it even before I get to come.
Absolutely.
That we're up and running.
We'll
again.
Do it.
Absolutely. Happy New Year again to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will help you with refinancing, first homeowners, if it's your first home that you're buying or you're just refinancing. All you've got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria and Central Louisiana. And when others won't, Walker will. They've been serving us since 1919. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time. Just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver.
Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We're rolling now. It's 19 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 19 minutes after 9 Eastern. I got to keep reminding myself it's January 8th. We're already 8 days into 2014. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we want to thank once again the Avoyelles Parish Commission of Tourism. You know what? They do an incredible job down in Avoyelles Parish, where there's so many great things going on. And, of course, we, too, are from Avoyelles Parish. So we really encourage people to go and to take advantage and to see what's happening down in the parish. And Wilbert and his team at the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism work extremely hard to make sure that there are great things going on for not only the people in that area, but for families and for the community. And so we're really, really honored to be a part of what's happening down in what we just like to call the parish. So if you're planning a trip for school kids or you're trying to figure out what to do with your family, there's always lots to do. And let me just give you that number in case you heard anything that was interesting that you might want to get involved in. We'll give you that number a little bit later in the show, and you can just call, or you can call our offices at 318-445-5658, and we'll help you to connect. So, switching gears this morning, the next thing that we're going to be talking about is a book and an author that we love, love, love. Her name is Rhonda Stopp. She is the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. But before we do that, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. McDonald's of Alexandria, and Davis One Stop.
If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're looking for the best meats, the best cuts, they're all at Davis One Stop. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Rhonda Stopp. She is the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image
Image Guided Specialist, Miggs, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
Miggs is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and...
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Yeah, you're looking sweeter now. I can love you back in a special way. You light my mind. I feel alive with you, baby. You blow my mind. I'm satisfied.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:31 a.m. Central Standard, 9:31 Eastern. Of course, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and for many people, it still feels like your Monday. It's your first day back, many of you back to school, back to work. We hope that you have your momentum, and we are getting ours as we speak, and we're changing gears this morning. We're talking to one of our favorite people. Her name is Rhonda Staub. She is the author of Moms Raising Sons to be Men. And her book, of course, just really, really helps to empower mothers. It is an incredible book. Rhonda is a no-regrets type of woman, and she is the author, of course, of this incredible book. And she has served as a pastor's wife and a mentor to help thousands of women, thousands of us, learn how to live a life with no regrets, especially in the area of parenting. Rhonda, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
Great. And so, Rhonda, first of all, for those people that may not have heard about the book or may not have read the book, let's talk about why you wrote the book and how the book was birthed in your spirit.
Well, Moms Raising Sons to be Men is something, the first time I ever taught that topic was at a homeschool convention when my son was going through adolescence. And I was surprised that there were standing room only. The women were desperate to know what's going on with my son, and I need some insights. And I know as a young mom, when I was raising kids, I knew I wasn't the mom that I had hoped to be. We all have the vision of that calm, kind, those great talks that we're going to have with our kids. And with the reality of life sets in, I knew I wasn't the mom I wanted to be. And so I just looked around and said, I need help. And I found mentors, women who had walked ahead of me, women who had, some had done it well, some had made mistakes, but you and I both know we teach more passionately from our mistakes even than we do our successes. Mm. And I found mentors, and these women poured into me from their own experiences. And, you know, when you have people that are unemotionally involved in your life, observing the way that you parent, they can even give you a perspective that you don't have when you're right in the thick of things. So when I wrote Moms Raising Sons to be Men, it was really in response to these women at this conference I was at. They came up and asked, you know, do you have a book? Can I have the tape of your message? The book, Moms Raising Sons to be Men, is selling 1,000 copies per month. It's mentoring thousands of women. I'm so surprised by how well this book is doing. And really, it helps you discover your significance and your purpose for your life when you're a mom. That is a calling that we have on our lives. This book will impact the moral fiber of the next generation if we are raising kids with integrity. And this book helps us find victory over people-pleasing, and it will help you parent without regrets. Moms, we need you to prepare yourself for this wonderful calling of motherhood. We are the architects of the next generation. Moms Raising Sons to be Men is really just a resource, just a personal mentor. It's written in real easy-to-read language. Sit down, have coffee with me in the morning, read little bits. It took me a long time to write it. I don't care if it takes you a long time to read it. Just enjoy it.
And so when you talk about the no-regrets woman, what does that really mean, Rhonda?
Well, my husband was a youth pastor for 18 years, and we've been in adult ministries for 14 years. And in those years, you spend a lot of time counseling with people, pouring into them, giving them insights, and watching some of them take the advice and build no-regrets lives, lives that when they get to the get through whatever it is they're going through, they look back at it and they see that they made wise decisions that in the area of parenting that helped their own children build no-regrets lives themselves. We've also seen people who listen and don't take the advice and, you know, have excuses or blame. You know, my mother was this way, so I can't help it. I'm that way. You know, I was raised in an angry home, so I'm an angry person. Or I'm a single mom, so I can't. I work all the time. I don't have time to pour into my child, or whatever those things are. And we find that if we just let ourselves off the hook and let life happen, that we build a life with regrets, a life that we look back and wish we had done it differently. so when we pour into the younger generation, those of us that are older, mentoring them, coming alongside of them, we are helping them with a perspective of you only get a very short time with your kids, 18 years maybe, to build in them. Do it in a way that is deliberate and on purpose, and find mentors, find resources.
And so for those mothers, Rhonda, who are saying, you know what, I already have regrets. And I was having a conversation with some ladies, and we all felt like maybe at the end of the journey of raising a child that, you know, there was always going to be something that you would look back and say, I wish I would have done, or I should have done, or I didn't know to do. How do we get past that? Something that every mother, the inadequacies, I guess, that every mother feels.
Well, I think that that's what we need to not be focusing on, is the if-onlys and I shoulda, coulda, would-haves. We can be just paralyzed with our regret or with fear or just wishing we had done it differently. We need to stay in the moment. You know, in the Bible, Paul says, forgetting what lies behind, I press on. And I really think that we need to be able to forget what lies behind. We need to look forward and say, okay, this is where I'm at now. Here's an example. My oldest son, Tony, was 15 years old when he came into our family. He was in our youth group, and my husband was his youth pastor. And this young man came from a very troubled home. And when he moved in with us, the stuff that was in his life, instead of focusing on all of that baggage and what he regretfully had experienced, we focused on what's ahead of you. What's the man you want to be? How can we come alongside of you and help you become that man? I think moms, we get stuck feeling that, oh, I made mistakes, or I was too harsh with my kids, or I wasn't strict enough, so therefore I've already failed at it and I'm going to let it go. Instead of, I think sometimes just going to our kids wherever we find them and saying, I need to be vulnerable, and I need to say, hey, I'm going to ask your forgiveness for whatever that thing is that we're regretting, and I'm going to work harder on that, and I want you to, you know, help me to be a better person, to be less, you know, abrupt when I'm speaking to you, or to be more paying attention to what's going on in your life, you know, helping them understand we're in this together, and I'm for you becoming the person I know you want to be. And ladies, I think that the biggest thing we have to do is get past the hang-up of being regretful and then stuck there, and just focus on what's ahead and how can I come alongside, how can I build resources in my own life, find mentors. Moms Raising Sons to Be Men is a great place to start, but find a person.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Rhonda, how did you move past regrets so that you can now boldly claim that you're a no-regrets woman?
Well, I think it's not living life perfectly. It's really not. I have lots of regrets in my life that I could stay there and say things that I wish I had done differently. When my third child was born, I had terrible postpartum. And I remember literally putting my newborn baby into the arms of my six-year-old when she got home from school, putting on Ariel for the 1 millionth time for my kids to watch, and going in my bedroom and just being in there until my husband came home from work. And I have apologized to my daughter, who just turned 30 on Christmas Eve. I have apologized to her many times for putting so much on her as a young little sister. Mm-hmm. But that was a time in my life where I was really struggling. And instead of just staying stuck there, as I found help for postpartum, as I found help for the PMS that followed that, I was able to move past that and to work toward what do we want this family to look like. I think the main thing is just being vulnerable with our kids and helping them understand, I know I blew it and I do apologize, but I'm here for you now and I'm not going to let you down.
Wow. That's powerful, Rhonda. And I think a lot of people have never really even thought about where they are, you know, in the scheme of raising children, especially sons. And why it's so important that we do get it right with our sons, and why did you decide to focus on specifically sons?
Moms, you're the makers of men. You are the architects of the next generation. We look around at what's going on in our world. We listen to the news and we say, oh no, the sky is falling. What can I do? What can I do? What we can do is what's right in front of us, and that is to pour into the next generation, to build the integrity of the next generation with the children that we have been entrusted with. Our sons are extremely influenced by their moms, and I think all of us would agree with that. our sons need to know that we are going to take them by the hand and show them what it is that they can build in their lives to be a man that when they look in the mirror, they're confident, they're proud of the man that they have become, and they're ready to make wise decisions. Moms, what I find with young moms is they get pregnant and they're so excited and go shopping for their maternity clothes, and they go, you know, get the womb with a view and get a picture of their little baby in there, and they buy all the right stuff for the nursery, go to Pottery Barn and get just the perfect decorations for the, you know, or if you're like me, you look at the Pottery Barn catalog and go buy the stuff at Target. And we spend so much time preparing for the pregnancy and for the nursery and for the baby, but we don't spend time for the ministry of motherhood. Imagine, if you will, if you had an opportunity to go over to a foreign country, let's say a village, a deepest, darkest Africa, and be a missionary and minister to the people over there. Would you just spend time shopping for the clothes and you know, getting your hair just right and having the right, you know, attire? No, you would learn the language.
Absolutely.
And you would learn the culture, and you would prepare yourself with a message that you wanted for that very short time that you were going to spend with these people. You would be prepared before you entered into that ministry. That is the ministry of motherhood. If you've ever talked to a teenage boy, you know it is a language you do not understand, and it is a culture that you have to learn, and we have to deliberately prepare ourselves as the architects of the next generation to pour into the lives of those that are entrusted to us.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here. We're joined by Rhonda Stoppie. The book is called Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team, also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish, Get Wired Communications, Jeremy Clary and his team. You can get HD plus so much more when you phone 318-767-2220. What an interesting conversation. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
I'm wide awake.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. What an incredible conversation. Rhonda Stoppie is the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. And Rhonda, every time we've talked, you are just such a soothing presence for the soul. And during the break, we were just talking about women coming together and how I'm always intrigued how people birth what is in them. And part of your purpose has been writing not only Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, but other things that will ultimately be birthed in you. And, you know, I just want you to share, before we talk about those things that hopefully women can take and take into 14 that will help them to be better, that will help them to get stronger and more convicted as they raise their sons, you know, kind of just how you started writing.
Well, I was telling you on the break, I am not a writer. I dangle my participles. I run on my sentences. I hated writing term papers for school. And when my youngest daughter was leaving to go away to college, and I was going to have an empty nest, all my kids were going to be gone, and I was praying for, okay, Lord, what's the next thing? And when Kayla, my youngest, was about junior high age, I was speaking a lot. And the Lord really laid on my heart that I was leaving her too much. I was leaving her with friends when I'd go away for a weekend for a retreat or whatever. And so I pulled in, and I stopped being gone as much and just poured into my time with Kayla for the last few years that I had with her. And I trusted the Lord that when it was time that he would give me opportunities. And praise the Lord, I'm so glad that I did that, because what a delightful young woman Kayla is. And so the year she was going away to college, I said, okay, I'm ready to go speak and do what is in my heart to do. And every time I would pray about that and think about that, I would have impressed upon my heart, write. And I would, you know, have the conversation, I'm not a writer, I don't write, I hate to write, I don't want to sit at home and write, I love people, I want to be out and about, I want to talk, I want to teach, I don't want to write. So I went ahead and bought a book by an author named Terry Whalen on how to write a winning book proposal. I went through the whole book, and it's a very complete, you know, detail how to do that, how to write book proposals. If you don't know this, Harvest House and other publishers do not, if you send a manuscript, they will send it right back to you. They don't have time to read it.
Wow.
They look at book proposals. So if you've ever sent a manuscript in and had it rejected and thought they didn't like it, they probably didn't even read it, because they just don't have time. But a book proposal is something that you write, that you send to the publisher, and they come up with, it's a long story. But anyway, you can get that book if you're interested.
Sure.
So I closed that book, and I said, Lord, that's not who I am. I am not going to knock on doors. I'm not going to go to writers' conferences. I'm not going to push any.
And so were you saying this, Rhonda, in your within yourself? You just said, I'm not going to do this. This is not who I am.
Yeah, I said, that's not who I am. I'm not, I don't market myself. I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not going to do this. But then I literally lifted my arm in the air and said, God, here's my arm. If you want to drag me through open doors, you open them and I'll follow, but I'm not pushing any doors open. And I really thought I was off the hook. I put the book away. I put it out of my mind. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to just work on my speaking platform. And then I had gone to, in California, we have a Southern Baptist Convention Minister's Wives Retreat that I love and I go to every year. I love those women. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching seminars there, and a friend of mine, Cindy McMenamin, who I had never met at this point, was teaching at the retreat.
Whom we've had on our show.
Yes, and Cindy has authored many books. Mm-hmm. And Cindy and I sat down for lunch, just coincidentally sat with each other.
So you didn't know her, she didn't know you?
Not at all. And we started talking, and, you know, she was asking me about my life, and I was sharing my story, and she reached over and grabbed my arm and said, why are you not a published author? And I just started to cry. I am crying telling you about it. And I said, why would you say that to me? And she said, because you need to put these stories in a book. And I said, I'm not a writer, Cindy. I'm a teacher. My gift is teaching. That's my passion. And she said, oh, Rhonda, writing is just teaching on paper. And I was like, oh, you're right. You know, and she said, I get letters from women in prison that someone sent them a copy of my book that I never would have been able to teach. And God can take your message so much farther if you let him put it in written form. And then Cindy, I had written a devotional for
And so after she says this to you, Rhonda, you guys are having this conversation, and obviously this is confirmation of what God had already put into your spirit.
Right.
So she
right.
confirms what you already know and have heard from God to do. And then after that happens, you think what?
Well, then she said, do you have anything you've written? And I had this devotional that I had written in 2008 for ministers' wives. She took it, she read it, she called me a week later, and she said, I'm going to help you write book proposals, and when it's time, I'm going to introduce you to my editor.
Now, when she said that, Rhonda, when she said that, did you absolutely believe that she was going to do what she said she was going to do?
Yes, I did. I did. She's just that kind of a woman. She just has that passion, that zeal, that integrity. And and she called me once a week for a year. We talked for an hour at least, and then I would write things and send them to her. She would edit them, send them back to me. And then when it was time, she sent all of my proposals to her editor. In fact, Cindy has a book called When a Woman Discovers Her Dream, mm-hmm. and that is one of her things that she loves to do is help women discover their dream. And so if you're wanting to buy her book, Cindy McMenamin, When a Woman Discovers Her Dream, it's a great book. And that was
I love you promoting Cindy's book in the meantime. That's awesome. And you know what? We're going to have her on to talk about that too.
Yeah, she's great. And so she just wrote a book for moms of daughters, and it's called When a Mom Inspires Her Daughter. And Cindy and I just did a mom's conference in Los Angeles last month, and it was wonderful. And her daughter, Dana, actually sang and did the worship music for it. It was just a delightful experience.
And
it
so
was
the,
wonderful.
And so the reason why, Rhonda, we wanted you to tell this particular story is because it really speaks life into other women helping each other. And
right.
she helped you when she really just didn't have to. She didn't know you. You didn't know her. And she obviously wasn't concerned about whether her next books would be published or not.
Mm-hmm.
If she brought you into her circle and introduced you, you know, to her publisher and her people. And she did that just because she felt convicted to do it.
Right, right. And I think that's where the confidence comes from. If you're doing what God puts in front of you to do, my husband's a pastor, and his philosophy of ministry is work yourself out of a job. When we came to this church in Patterson, California, it's been 14 years ago as of January 1st, he stepped into the pulpit and he said, my name is Steve Stoppy, and I'm here to work myself out of a job. And he's a firm believer in you fill your ministry with people who do well what they're gifted to do. God's always going to have something for you to do. You're never going to fill yourself with so many people that there's nothing left for you to do. I was just listening to a message about Moses. Remember when his father-in-law came to see him and said, what are you doing? You're micromanaging all of this. Zipporah had gone home with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so his father-in-law comes back and says, what's up? You know, you're micromanaging this. You need to have other people judging the people, and you just save yourself for the things that God's put you to be in charge of. I think if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. If the scripture I'm thinking of, God says,